From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Former National Security Advisor takes thousands from Russia. New documents show President Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn took more than $500,000 from Turkey and tens of thousands of dollars from Russian interests after being warned in 2014 when he retired as Army General not to accept payments from foreign governments. Bonnie Watson is a member of the U.S. House of Representatives Oversight Committee looking into the influence Russia might have had on last year's presidential election and any connection between the Russian government and anyone on the Trump team. Watson says her committee is not getting much help from the White House.
Our information is, and it has been reported to us, and we have seen it in writing, the White House does indeed have documents. The White House determined that it is not going to share those documents. That's not acceptable.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer answered questions about how Flynn obtained security clearance to be a part of the Trump administration.
General Flynn was a career military officer who maintained a high-level security clearance throughout his career in the military. His clearance was last reissued by the Obama administration in 2016 with full knowledge of his activities that occurred in 2015.
The U.S. military says it is probing whether Flynn failed to obtain required prior approval before accepting money from foreign governments. The South Korean government has quickly refuted U.S. President Trump's call for Seoul to pay $1 billion for the THAAD missile defense system. The anti-missile battery was agreed to last year by the administrations of then-President Barack Obama and then-South Korean President Park Geun-hye. During an interview Thursday with Reuters in Washington, President Trump said he wants South Korea to pay for the system. A former U.S. State Department official estimated the cost of the system at about $1.2 billion. This is VOA News. In addition to a U.N. Security Council meeting on North Korea, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke with reporters about the U.S. plan to deal with the threat from North Korea's nuclear and missile program.
We've put in place a very deliberate strategy, which we are just in the early stages of executing, and it is one that does involve bringing significant pressure to bear on the regime in Pyongyang.
Tillerson said China at one point had threatened to impose sanctions on North Korea if it conducted further nuclear tests. The Taliban has unleashed its annual so-called spring offensive in Afghanistan, saying it will mainly target U.S.-led foreign troops to force them to quit the country. Today's Taliban announcement came a week after the Taliban staged its deadliest raid ever on a major Afghan military base. British police said today that they thwarted an active terrorism plot after a woman was shot during an armed raid on a house in North London. Chris Phillips is the former head of Britain's National Counter-Terrorism Security Office.
What you've seen today and yesterday is police preventing a terrorist attack. Now, that's really important because when a person gets to the point of blowing themselves up or shooting people, it's too late. We're just going to have victims. What we need to do is, exactly as we saw yesterday, police intervening before the attack happens.
The incident came just over a month after a British-born convert to Islam crashed a car into pedestrians, killing four people before stabbing to death a police officer. Members of the Philippines Commission on Human Rights, accompanied by journalists, have discovered a tiny secret cell in a Manila police station that was stuffed with 12 men and women who'd been detained for a week. The Manila director of the Rights Commission, Gilbert Boisner, said no charges have been filed against anyone in the group who'd been picked up on the pretext of drugs. Human Rights Watch said the detainees were held without notifying families or lawyers. They were housed in overcrowded conditions and were tortured. The detainees said the police were trying to extort between $800 and $4,000 from them in exchange for their freedom. Pope Francis began a two-day visit in Egypt on Friday, where he will promote a peace between Christians and Muslims in the country after a bombing at a Coptic Christian church killed 45 people. Francis was greeted at Cairo Airport by Egypt's Prime Minister Sharif Ismail. He told reporters there his visit is a voyage of unity and fraternity, and while his trip will last less than 2 days, he said it would be very intense. Egypt is still under a state of emergency after the bombing of the Coptic church earlier this month, and security will be further enhanced at churches due to the Pope's visit. Francis will lead a mass on Saturday. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.